Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Morondoy, Sunny, Bibi and Monica were enthused by the response from residents about the upcoming EITI meeting and suggested that it be an ongoing exercise to enlighten persons regularly about the purpose and function of EITI. Coretta asked Ignatius for an increase in salary. Her cousin Nadira called informing her that her niece has been missing for 2 weeks. She immediately left the office, saying she has to go to Kokwani. We now join Unique and Goldman, who are preparing to go to the village meeting.
Mr. Goldman, we're granny.
Oh, you mean with your grandmother there, Unique? Where everybody in Maroon is supposed to be this afternoon?
She gone to the village meeting so early?
Well, she says she wants to make sure she get a good seat.
You really think the whole village gonna turn out?
Well, probably not, but a lot of people.
The school auditorium has space for all them people, though.
We can see.
It's best to keep the meeting at the community center ground.
Well, you got a point.
All they have to do is carry a PA system. The ground got lights, and if people want to sit down, they could sit down on the ground.
True.
Anyway, why no?
You got questions ready?
Amos.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Kevin and Iceland coming?
The whole family gonna be present. This is about Iceland's future. The Guyana we build now gonna affect the little ones.
Correct. It's refreshing to hear young people talk like this.
Anyway, I might as well head over there now since Granny already there. Kevin gonna bring Iceland.
Alright, I might as well come with you.
Okay, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We're about to make a start to this village meeting.
Let's go, James. We done starting a little late. Some people they hasten since 3 o'clock.
I'm aware of that, Monica. I would like to apologize for the late start. We're having a few technical issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to begin this proceedings this afternoon, please stand and let's repeat the national pledge.
Well, why we don't sing the national anthem? I feel like singing this afternoon.
Monica? You little too excited, man. Who ever sing?
I am not asking you to sing, Unique.
Nobody ain't come here for sing this afternoon, Monica. like you want rain come down.
Well,
Monica, perhaps we can do the anthem to close the meeting, but let's start off with the pledge.
Very well.
I pledge myself to honor always the flag of Guyana.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I am tasked this afternoon with giving you the history of the EITI, its purpose, the principles, and why it is important that Guyana is part of it.
If I may make a point, son.
Yes, Monica, go ahead.
Y'all got to realize that it's all kind of people gathered here this afternoon with different levels of education.
Yes, Monica, we recognize that.
So therefore, try to make whatever presentation in a way that everybody can understand.
Monica, you ain't think Sonny would have thought about that?
Kevin? Where's Kevin?
He outside with Iceland because the place still hot. What Kevin got to do with me making my point though? He's not me owner.
Dinah, I see you sitting all the way over there. Please tell Unique to leave me alone this afternoon.
Why doing by making a point? You sure you stop drinking, Monica?
All right, order. Order, please, order. Come on, people. We are civilized. And we're here this afternoon for an important reason. Sonny, go ahead.
All right. Good afternoon again, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Okay, as I would have mentioned, my task is to give you a basic rundown about what EITI is about and how Guyana sign on and so. The village council saw a need to engage with villagers on this matter and equip them with the knowledge.
Wonderful.
So, how many other places doing that in this country? How many other communities talking to the members about Guyana's natural resources?
People got time? People hustling with the children for make money and buy food.
But having this knowledge puts everybody in a better position. All Guyanese need to know what's going on with our resources, how much money is being made and how it is managed. We need to know that the right thing is being done and to make suggestions and air our grievances.
Yeah. I'll now me know why Monica is not the one hosting this meeting.
Hello, I am here representing women.
I represent him myself.
People, are you going to let Sonny make the presentation or what?
James, it's when there's June there.
People, let's get some order, please. Let's get some order. Let us remember that is not only Murundoyans here. There are other people from different villages present this afternoon.
I'm one of them.
Zeno, you had to say nothing. You're an adopted Murundoyan now.
Okay,
as I was saying, we are hoping that what Murundoy has started here will spread. At the end of the day, the natural resources of this country belongs to all of us.
That's right.
Amen.
And we, the people, ought to know how much money is being made from these industries. How is the money being allocated? How it is being spent? What are the projects that this money is funding? And how much saving for the future generation?
Yes, for Iceland and them.
Who can't keep their mouth shut now, Unique?
Wait, Monica, it's me and you.
Look, I don't make jokes with little girls and little boys. Me and Dinah gonna have a serious talk when this meeting done because you ice pass me.
But I didn't mean no disrespect.
Okay. So let's talk a little about the Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, or EITI. Can anyone say if they know the purpose of this establishment? Anyone?
Yes.
Come on, don't be shy, come on.
Just ask Sonny, and you're gonna got to try with the big words. You got to use language that everybody can understand. You got but establishment.
Who don't understand the word establishment?
All right, Unique. As your step-grandfather, I'm gonna tell you, ease off, Monica. Your grandmother over there making all kind of faces and shaking her head.
You know what? Me ain't gonna say nothing for the rest of the afternoon.
Good.
That is not what we're here for. We want to have a lively discussion, but for it to be respectful. Everybody has the right to have a say on what is going on with our natural resources.
Agree. But Mr. Sonny is still to make his presentation.
Okay, so EITI is a global standard to make sure that there is open and accountable management of oil, gas, and mineral resources.
But Guyana has also added fisheries and forestry.
That is correct.
Mr. Sonny, I know I say I will shut my mouth for the rest of the afternoon, but I lie.
Aye, Lord.
I know enough people shy in this meeting, so I can ask questions for them. When this whole thing established?
I was getting to that. EITI was established in 2003.
So what countries used to do before the EITI? The money just used to spend anyhow? Accountability and transparency wasn't a thing?
I'm sure that countries have always had their ways of managing their natural resources.
It set a global standard for government to publicly report what revenues are being made from the extractive industries.
Why you even here at this meeting, Zeno? You know the thing.
I did my reading before I came. The collective goal is to improve the life of the Guyanese citizens.
Yeah. Zeno, like you could become one of the chairs for this meeting this afternoon.
This topic about our natural resources is quite intriguing.
I want this to spread. This should be a conversation in every town, village, and household. Men should be talking about this. Women, young people, everybody need to pitch in their voices.
And that is why we have started this in Murundoy.
Let's talk a little about the background of Guyana joining the EITI.
Right. So, Guyana joined the EITI in 2017. The aim, of course, was to advance and promote transparency and accountability in the management of oil, gas, and other natural resources.
Let me tell y'all something. As a whole gold miner, y'all don't realize what a big deal this is for this country.
Trust me, we recognize.
This land is my land. This land is your land. From the Rupununi to the quarantine. From... like nobody ain't gonna join me.
You really want to sing this afternoon, Monica, but nobody ain't got time with you.
Don't start with me again, Unique.
Can we discuss what are some of the recommendations that GUI EITI has made so far?
I love that.
Thank you.
Okay, so one of the recommendations is for open and transparent license awarding processing and contracting in the natural resource sector.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's good.
They have also provided recommendations through their reports for transparency, accountability, oversight, and control in the oil and gas and mineral sector to be consistent with the international standard. And if you are asking where I got this information from, this is the 2023 EITI report.
Simplify, Sonny, simplify, gosh.
Look, we encourage everyone to please visit the website and read the reports. There is no better way to be empowered than to have knowledge.
And the people who can't read, ask somebody to read for you.
What is going on outside?
Oh gosh, it looked like fight broke out.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Are you being beaten or abused in any other way by your partner? Do you know someone who is? Do you know of a child who is being sexually molested or abused in any other way? Let's stop it. Call or WhatsApp 701-9676 or 701-9677 for help. It's confidential. Stop the abuse now. This message is supported by the European Union.